From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill today, two men under oath faced off with conflicting stories.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Baseball pitcher Roger Clemens testifying before a House committee about allegations he used illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Sitting just a few tense feet away at the same table, his former trainer, Brian McNamee. The trainer named Clemens as a drug user in Senator George Mitchell's report on doping in baseball.
When I told Senator Mitchell that I injected Roger Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs, I told the truth. I told the truth about steroids and human growth hormone. I injected those drugs into the body of Roger Clemens at his direction.
Since the Mitchell report came out in December, Clemens has insisted repeatedly that the allegations about him are untrue. Today's hearing was intended to explore the doubts Clemens has raised. In addition to McNamee's evidence, the most serious challenge to Clemens's story has come from his workout buddy, Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte. Pettitte was scheduled to testify as well, but he was excused after he gave the committee an affidavit describing his own use of human growth hormone, or HGH. Pettitte says in that affidavit that Clemens told him he was also using HGH. Committee member Elijah Cummings asked Clemens about that.
I think Andy has misheard.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I believe Andy has misheard, Mr. Congressman, on his comments about myself using HGH, which never happened. The conversation that I can recall that I had with Andy Pettitte was at my house in Houston while we were working out, and I expressed to him about a TV show, something that I've heard about three older men that were using HGH and getting back their quality of life from that. Those are the conversations that I can remember.
Trainer Brian McNamee was asked to explain why his story has changed about the injections he gave to Yankee players, including Chuck Knobloch and Clemens. Here's committee member John Tierney.
You didn't give prosecutors the whole truth about the number of injections that you gave Mr. Knobloch and Mr. Clemens, and you now say that there were more injections than you previously admitted to. And you withheld physical evidence, syringes, needles, and gauze pads that you claim you used to inject Mr. Clemens in 2001. Mr. McNamee, were you truthful to federal investigators last year?
No, sir.
Why did you mislead the investigators?
The part about the injections were part recollection and part withholding, trying not to hurt these players, and about the evidence. Once again, I really felt bad for the situation that I was in. I felt bad for having to be confronted with the federal investigators and Senator Mitchell. But everything I told them about their use was true.
In a strange twist, Roger Clemens's wife, Debbie, appears to be a part of the story. Congressman Tierney pointed out that in his affidavit, Clemens denied ever speaking with McNamee about HGH. Tierney then asked Clemens why, in another section of the affidavit, he acknowledged talking to the trainer about his wife's use of the drug.
How do you say three times that you never did speak to him about it, and then later on acknowledge that, in fact, you had a pretty heated conversation, you said?
Very heated conversation about it. And, again, prior to that, we had not had discussions about HGH.
But, Mr. Clemens, the questions early morning hadn't been prior to your wife's. The questions were, had you ever? And you can see where that leads us to some credibility issues here. You three times said never. And that's the inconsistency that we have. Let me go on a little bit. It's not the only area where